is coming up on the, I guess, last week of June here. Yeah, it's the 20th of June. And actually, it's that time of, I guess, year when I get a renewal notice from my car insurance company telling me, yes, it's time to renew my car insurance. Now, I have been with Mercury Insurance for about 15 years now, maybe a little longer, 16 years. I just know I've given them a lot of money, a lot of money, over $16,000, actually. And my car, I only, you know, paid $10,000 for it 20 years ago. So at this point, I have actually given my insurance company, Mercury Insurance, more money than what I actually paid for the car. And if it were to encounter any problem, whether that be a tree fall on it or it got hit or they totaled it, I would only get a check for about $3,500 at this point because Blue Book is, you know, pretty low right now on a 20-year-old car. So anyway, yeah, I get my renewal notice. And of course, I noted that my car insurance has once again increased the amount by $70. So I give them a call and say, okay, what's up with this? Why do I have to keep paying more money? Why do you keep increasing my car insurance? I am still without any tickets, no crashes, and it's still the same old car. So, you know, what's up? And they said, well, unfortunately, the city in which you reside has a very high amount of car crashes, and we are constantly having to, you know, replace cars for people. I'm like, well, okay, but you haven't had to replace it for me, and why am I required to pay for my next-door neighbor who's an alcoholic to give him another new car just because he doesn't know how to stop at a red light while he's drunk? I mean, seriously, $16,000 over the years, and I have not even been offered a dinner from Mercury Insurance, okay? So I was a little upset, and I said, okay, that's it. I'm tired of having to keep giving you money. I mean, I know by law we're required to pay car insurance. I get that. But actually, originally, when I first got my driver's license, car insurance was not a requirement. It was something you got if you wanted to, you know, just because you wanted to have a little extra peace of mind while you were driving. But of course, yeah, years have gone by and now it's a requirement. And a lot of people crash their cars. I get that. But me, no, I've never had a car crash. So, you know, I just pay car insurance and just because I'm required by law to pay it. So anyway, I decided to go ahead and give AAA a call because I have been with AAA actually for the last 20 years as well, ever since I got the car for that roadside assistance service that they have. And it's a great, you know, if you break down, you lock your keys out of your car, your battery needs a jump, whatever, you can call them and they'll come help you. You know, you get extra discounts on hotels and let's see what, yeah, just can't. Oh, I register my car at AAA. So I decided to go ahead and give AAA a call. And we worked it out. And they actually saved me $200 because with Mercury Insurance, I'm paying roughly about $700 a year because they, you know, do the renewal every 6 months in June and in December. So, and, you know, every 6 months, it goes up an additional $30, $40, $60, $70 this last time. So AAA told me that because I have a roadside assistance card that I could actually get my insurance a little cheaper. And every year that I have it, it will get like 5% cheaper or something to that effect. But it just made sense to me to go ahead and go with that. So I will now be paying $408 a year with AAA for my old car. And yeah, if a tree falls on it or whatever happens, if it has to be replaced, then I have to come up with like $250, and then they'll write me a check for $3,500. So, you know, my goal is to just keep this car running, of course. But yeah, the car insurance. Oh my gosh, you know, it really was something that you just got because you wanted to, and now that you have to have it, you know. People like Mercury Insurance, I guess, and all the other insurance companies really, truly, they're just taking your money in hopes that, you know, you don't have a car crash or don't have a need to have them write you out a check for anything. But AAA, at least, they give you, you know, like I said, a little discount here and there, and they have more services to go with that insurance. In particular, yeah, you can register your car, you get discounts at hotels. If you go to dinner, you get a discount there. And I just keep thinking, damn, I gave over $16,000 to Mercury Insurance and they didn't even buy me one freaking dinner. And yeah, I got nothing back out of it. Nothing. Nada. But I watched my neighbor on the left of me get a couple of new cars after crashing their car, and watch, you know, actually a few people in the city get new cars after they crash their car, run the red lights, whatever. Basically, they're getting rewarded for reckless driving habits. And because I'm a good driver, you know, I'm just handing out the money. Here, take my money just in case, you know, one of those reckless drivers hit me. But, or if a tree falls on it, I guess. Yeah, car insurance. It's expensive. I think they should somehow work out a plan that if you don't require needing them to send you a check, that they should send you back a check or at least buy you dinner. Yeah, they should at least buy you a dinner that year for not needing to get any money from them. You know, any help, any assistance, AAA, at least, yeah. If you break down, they'll come pick you up. They'll give you a ride. They'll tow you away. They'll let you register your car with them. And, yeah, if something happens to the car, being insured by them, at least the guy who picks you up with the tow truck, he'll be able to give the report to the insurance company. So, no more Mercury Insurance for me after giving them $16,000. I'm done. I'm going to give my money to somebody else now. Somebody who will at least give me a discount here and there and perhaps pick me up if my car breaks down. I'm going now with AAA car insurance. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.